Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how apropos. Nope. Oh, that's not what I wanted to play. How apropos.
How apropos that on the final episode we'd have a fucking malfunction.
Of course. Let's get on with it, kids. That's the song that has been used in nearly every episode of Dollar Bin Horror Radio. That is The Ramones with We Want the Airwaves. And when I first came up with this idea of the show 5 years ago, one of the first things I wanted to do was play that song because it's appropriate. Hey now, what is up? A tremendous Thursday evening to you. And welcome to the final episode of Dollar Bin Horror Radio. My name is Eric Polk, and this is it. This is the part of the horror movie where it's down to the final girl and the maniac killer. All bets are off. We've reached the end of the line. Pick your own cliche. This is it.
Five years, 100. The real question is, which one is the final girl and which one is the psycho killer?
That's fine. We could probably.
I'm psycho killer.
Yeah, we could easily both play Psycho Killer. You'd be the, you could be dressed up like a Chucky, you know, spying off, you know, laughing, spying off cliches, and that could be the strong, silent Michael Myers type, you know? That was, if this is the first time you've listened to the show, well, shame on you then, because you missed that a lot. That person on the other end of the tin can string, funded by Noodle Corporation. She is the Lord and Mistress of DollarBinHorror.blogspot.com, and I could not have done this show without her after 5 years. The fun we've had together doing this, doing Dollar Bin Horror Radio, it's, oh my God, I have no where to begin, but she's been with me for almost every show. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back for one final time, Miss Ronnie Reaper. Well, here we are, Rhonda. This is it.
I was going to say, of course you couldn't have done it. I'm the one who came up with the name.
Well, of course. You came up with, yeah. It all started with your little blog, you know, 7-8 years ago. And you asked me to come work for you because you needed some assistance.
I need a lot more assistance, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I was like, let's take this concept of Dollar Bin Horror Radio and put it on the internet, cast. Wow. And I could joke around and say, well, you know, that was my dumb idea or whatever, but it's, you know, the show's had ups and downs. We've had some great episodes. We've had some not so good episodes. And
we had another shitty co-host, but we won't mention his ass.
Well, I'm going to get this out of the way right now. I do want to thank Brandon Sites for the first year and a half he was on the show. I'm not going to apologize for what happened, how things ended. I did the right thing, but I will say that he was a part of he did contribute for the first year and a half we were on the air. So for that, I do thank him if he's listening tonight. So enough about that. If you guys want to get in on the conversation, want to say goodbye, or want to relive some of our fonder moments, the number to call is, as always, toll-free in the United States, 1-877-552-4073. International listeners, 323-843-6113. Okay, so 5 years, 150 episodes. Rhonda, what stands out to you the most in that time?
The amount of theme songs I went through?
Yeah, it's just like, wasn't Carrie Young Wayward Son like your third or fourth one? I think the first one you...
I swear to God.
First one I remember was Don't Fear the Reaper. And I want to say the next one you changed up to was a Red Hot Chili Peppers song. I could be wrong, though.
Yeah, you're definitely wrong.
Okay.
It was the Lord of the Rings song.
Uh-huh.
And then something... I don't even remember. I know it wasn't Red Hot Chili Peppers. Pretty sure.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember. Don't remember either.
I know Lord of the Rings was there, somewhere in there.
Yeah, and then... And then we come to Carry On Wayward Son by Kansas from...
We all know my personality. I am in a new fandom every week. And the sad thing is, I'm still part of each fandom. It's just one happens to be my favorite this week.
Like with Supernatural, for instance, which, thanks to the magic power of Netflix, you can go back and relive some of your favorite moments.
Sad thing with Netflix is that now, like, I can revisit a whole bunch of fandoms, and I'm just like, which one do I want to do?
Oh, yes. Yes, for sure. That was, in case anybody doesn't know, I got her subscription to Netflix, like a 3-month subscription to Netflix for Christmas. So.
Yeah.
And you got me a wonderful Star Wars book, the Star Wars A New Hope translated into Shakespeare.
I swear, I saw that at Walmart.
I appreciate that. I mean, I haven't gotten around to reading it yet, but which reminds me.
I'm just looking at it, and I just remember when they combined zombies and Jane Austen. So I'm like, what?
Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies.
What are they
going to
do
I'm
thinking, what the hell are they going to do with Shakespeare and Star Wars? And that's a trilogy. Apparently, there's 3 books.
Yeah, the original trilogy. Now
like
I was thumbing through it, and it was interesting to say the least.
I don't even know how you say Luke. I am your father. I'm trying to think. Hold on. Thy is thou'st father? I don't know. Thy is thou'st father.
I'll have to, when I get to Empire Strikes Back, translated into the Shakespearean word, I'll definitely have to let you know about that. All right, 1-877-552-4073 is the number to call if you guys want to get in tonight. This is it, the final episode of DBHR. International callers, 323-843-6113. And I'll tell you a few things that stick out for me. Some of the funnier moments.
You better not have any fucking sound clips.
I don't have sound clips. When I came up with the idea for the final episode, no clips. This is not a clip show.
I know. I'm just making sure because I know I said some stupid ass things in 5 years.
Oh, you and I both have said some stupid ass things. I remember when my lightsaber went off, my toy lightsaber, and I said on the air, my lightsaber just went off. This is
that
like
pretty sure took the wrong way. I usually do.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you did. Oh my god! What else? Remember when we did that award show, the Reapies? I was telling bad jokes left and right during that. That was
the cheesiness level was more than Cheese Whiz.
Exactly right.
And then
we had our little
episodes where we got to talk about everything. We like my Lord of the Rings and Hobbit episode.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, that was with the head huntress, Mrs. Elizabeth Catherine Gray, who was a frequent visitor to Dollar Bin Horror Radio over the years.
She's like the unofficial fourth co-host we've had.
She's like the Steve Martin of Saturday Night Live, you know, having the most guest appearances. So yeah, I think it's Steve. I think Steve Martin still has that record. Steve Martin, Alec Baldwin, John Goodman. I don't know, but yeah, she was Yeah, and along with that, she brought along a contest we participate in every October, in a contest whose name I mangled quite a bit. Quite a bit. It is, and I'm looking at it right
you
now.
Don't fuck it up now.
Oh yeah, that would just be keeping in line with the flat super pants attitude. Yes, the Halloween horror movie marathon madness contest, which she did long before we came on the scene.
You
but
know
she's
what?
With, but she,
I remember the Halloween episodes where we used to do the horror Jeopardy.
Oh yeah, the 2 years of the Jeopardy and Dr. Tara James Harris, which we're glad that you're recovering quite well from. If you're listening, like we just want to say a big shout out to you, and we hope everything's going well with your chemotherapy and everything. So,
mm-hmm. Kick cancer's ass.
Yeah, beat the living fuck out of it for us, because that is one ugly son of a bitch. And if what you did in Horror Jeopardy proves anything, you will destroy it quite easily. Yeah, the second year, I could have sworn we both thought that Nathan Hamilton, the son of Celluloid, was going to pull this one out, but Doc Terror came. I mean, he came from behind and just took the title. So he's the two-time Horror Jeopardy champion.
He's the undisputed Horror Jeopardy champion. Since
mm-hmm,
we're not
yeah.
doing it anymore.
Yeah.
What the hell am I going to do this October now?
Well, I'm still be part of the contest. And if you have Netflix,
I'm used to the rock show. Damn.
Oh, yes. The Rock and Roll Horror Radio, one of my favorite episodes of the whole year. I did it. It was so nice. We did it twice in July and October. A lot of good horror based music. I think in the last 5 years came out. You saw definitely saw the cat Nathan Hamilton's one of his favorite bands, the Casket Creatures, which I think was pretty good. And we
finally
saw the ride.
Hold on, now I'm forgetting the name. Damn, hold on. It's a band you like. Coffin? No, is it Coffin?
Coffin. Yeah, you told me. Yeah.
No. The singer. I can't remember. The singer who's dressed up like a dead priest. Or a dead.
Oh, ghost. Ghost.
Ghost. I don't know why I'm confusing names. Ghost. I finally found out who Ghost was.
Uh huh. Papa Emeritus. I think we're on the third one right now. I believe is the third. He's the third incarnation of the lead singer. Yeah, we saw The Rise of Ghost, fantastic band out of Sweden, for sure.
I got to interview Living Dead Dolls.
Oh, yes.
Yes, we got to play the tape on air. That was so fun.
That was one thing. You had we kept the count of your Living Dead Dolls.
Oh, no, shit, yeah, right.
How many did you have when we started out 5 years ago?
Huh? Oh, when we started the show?
Yeah.
God,
back in 2011.
When we started 5 years ago, I think I had like 14 or 15.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have 14 or 15 anymore.
What's the count now?
Living Dead Dolls or Dolls Completely?
Oh, let's go with Dolls Completely. Why not?
Over 200.
Over 200. So.
I know it's over 200.
Wow.
I just can't. I have no idea. If my house burned down, I'd be fucked so bad.
You should have an insurance policy for that. For those dogs of yours.
No, man.
Oh,
this
my
house,
God.
No, I had something caught on fire. I'm going to tell you something. Like, at least 20 of these dolls will get out of the house before I do. You laughing. I'm not. I sleep by a window.
Oh, I know how much the dolls mean to you, Rhonda, and over the 5 years we've seen it go from a nice little hobby into this fanaticism, you know, where you have three digits worth of dolls.
Fanaticism doesn't describe it. I love my dolls.
Oh my God! Of course, I have no room to talk.
Not
because...
only dolls. Apparently, I have become addicted to collecting a whole bunch of stuff. So it's okay.
Uh huh. What have you been? What else have you collected in the last 5 years?
Well, I got my dolls.
Mm-hmm.
I got. It's doll related, but those pop vinyls are really growing on me. Especially the little blind boxes. They're so awesome.
I have one pop
like
vinyl. I have a Doctor Who Dalek.
One.
I have a Doctor Who Dalek.
Did you know they had a Supernatural one?
Yeah, I think pop vinyl is pretty much covered almost all of pop culture.
I bought the entire case of the mini pop vinyls of Supernatural. Like,
oh
literally,
God.
I bought a fucking case of them all at once. I walked up to the counter at the store, and I was just like, ring these up. She's like, how many? I said, all of them. What the fuck? Ring them up!
Yeah,
how many? You did not just ask how many.
You know, as we say goodbye here, three. You know, I now have three Freddy Kruegers. Well, I don't want to say dolls, but I have three Freddy Krueger figures in my collection. I have that little stuffed Freddy I bought from your friend Chris.
Yay!
And what event? Well, I can't remember what event it was. It was some kind of art.
It was one of our art shows, which we're having another art show next month. You should totally
mm-hmm.
drive out here for no reason and come.
We'll
I think
Sounds
we might have an evil Cupid running around.
Cool.
Yeah.
Let's see. I got for my birthday. I got a Freddy like a detailed Freddy Krueger figurine. It has Freddy, and then like for his accessories,
oh.
he has like the phone with the tongue sticking out and Tina's
oh,
face mask.
Oh God, I'm trying to remember. Is that the one from? God damn it! It comes in like a I can't remember the brand, but
NECA. NECA.
Not is it NECA? I can't remember, but I know I saw something similar to that at a store, and then below it, they had the coolest leather face, and it was the face with the makeup on it from the original.
Oh, wow. Wow.
You have no idea. Every time I walk past that, I'm just like, oh.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, this one has, like, the telephone with the tongue sticking out, Tina's face mask, Freddy with his laughing.
Oh,
his
no, 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 that
skull.
One has a lot more.
Okay.
Yeah, that has a lot more accessories.
And I also got, for Christmas, I got a Freddy Krueger bobblehead.
Ooh.
So as we
someone likes
so
Freddy
as we Krueger. So as we leave, the count's up to three, and that's it.
You know, there's a Freddy Krueger Living Dead doll, right? Two of them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
One from the original, and one from the remake.
Yeah, well.
No one wants to.
Yeah,
my space
is getting cramped up, so I'm trying to. Between that and the Star Wars action figures and stuff from.
I forgot about those.
Oh my.
And the Kiss figures. Hold on,
lest we not forget. Oh no, we will not forget those. Like, I have all four original members of Kiss from the McFarlane collection back from 1996. I got for Valentine's Day one year. I have a Kiss Pez dispenser set I got as an anniversary gift. And I used to have a lot more than that, but I kind of tempered it over the years. I also have a program from when I saw him back in 2010.
Ooh.
So,
Kiss. I saw Alice Cooper, but not Kiss.
I wish you were old enough to have seen Kiss in their prime. Like, I mean, I wasn't even old enough to see. I watched the videos, and it's just, like, amazing. That's another band that is near and dear to my heart here on DVHR. I always play on Rock and Roll Horror Radio is Kiss. They actually have some good horror-themed songs. Creatures of the Night, God of Thunder. Oh, my goodness. Let me see. What other newer bands I can think of that were horror-based? Nothing I can think of off the top of my head, but... Hey, if you guys want to get on the conversation tonight, number to call is, as always, 1-877-552-4073. And for our international listeners, number to call is 323-843-6113. This is it, the final episode of DBHR. And there's no format tonight. We're just going with we're just looking back on some of our favorite moments and whatever comes to mind here. It's been a good run. I'm thinking about some of the guests we've had on in the last 5 years. Rhonda, of course, you talked to your two friends who found the Living Dead Dolls Corporation.
Yeah, we did a pre-recorded interview with them at Cinema Wasteland, mm-hmm. and it literally, like, you
weren't
don't
you,
even
like,
understand.
Nervous?
I was fangirling. Oh, I am? Bad.
Oh, I don't understand. Well, how about when
I mean, I know
Blackson.
You understand. I'm just saying, you didn't understand that day.
Oh, I had that. Oh, I had that when I was interviewing Blake Braxton.
That was, oh, God, that was the second time I ever met them.
Mm-hmm.
They let me interview them. I was like, oh, God, and now I've, shit.
Yeah, now we're hanging out in their hotel room. And
that was a really weird situation. It was an awesome situation, but it was fucking hilarious. Eric's like, where the fuck are we going? What the hell are we doing? Eric's the sober one. Eric's the protective one. Like, where are we going? What's going on? And me, Joe, and Chris mm-hmm. are just like, they got booze! Let's go!
Yeah. So you don't know, Joe's my wife.
All I saw was a text message from Ed's wife saying, we have absinthe shots up in room, whatever. Are you coming? I'm like, yes! Mm-hmm. Don't you fucking move!
Yeah, and we talked. And speaking of Blake Braxton, one of my biggest influences.
He needs to come to another wasteland. That's all I'm gonna say.
I hope he comes
Blake.
To the one in April.
It's, huh?
I hope so. I hope he comes to the one in April.
Yeah, Blade, if you're listening, this is our last episode, and I am spending a moment of it to plead with you. Get your ass to wasteland. It was fun. Eric misses you.
Yes. It was a blast. Yes, I hear. Yeah,
Eric
I
cries in
twice
his sleep.
Russell Crap Radio was a big influence on Dollar Bin Horror Radio. So I would listen.
Yes.
I would.
You didn't
listen,
like, you know, quote it or mention it in like at least 50% of the episodes.
Oh God, no. Of course not. And when I saw that Blade was coming to Cinema Wasteland to promote to help. To shoot to be part of a new movie that Corey Ugler, another friend of the show, was filming, the girl who played with the dead, great movie,
which was another awesome movie. Oh my God, that was a good movie.
Yes, exactly. So
but
I got
when
a chance
we first
to,
screened
uh,
it at Wasteland, I'm not gonna lie, I was so toasted that I didn't even. Man, I missed half that movie when we were there. I ain't gonna lie. I got the DVD there. We all bought it and got it signed, took it home, and I watched it while I'm at home. That movie was. I watched it like 3 times. It was so hilarious.
It is.
It was so wrong. It was wrong. You got Ed Gein. You got like it was wrong, but it was so right.
You have an effeminate Satan, Blade Braxton.
Oh my God. Yeah. Blade as Satan, I think I said it in my review, but I'll say it again, was perfect. Blade is what I imagine Satan would be like.
Yes, and it was an honor to interview Matt Cinema Wasteland and then here on Dollar Bin Horror Radio.
And your name was in the credits.
Yeah, both of our names were on the credits.
I didn't see mine. Hold on, I got to relook at that.
Are you sure? I could have sworn it. Yeah, I might. Yeah, that was awesome having my name on the credits. That was like a real, that was a real ego boost.
You know what was even funnier? Eric was the sober one, and I remember this directly from that night. When the credits were rolling, he taps me on the shoulder, look, there's my name. Eric was so excited. He was like, there's my name.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was.
Eric had a little fangirl moment right there.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was nice that they thought enough about me.
But nothing
that.
Like Carolyn Monroe.
Oh.
Same.
Oh, yes. Yes, the legendary Carolyn Monroe, and I just, as much as I held it together when I was interviewing Blade Braxton, it didn't happen with Carolyn Monroe. I wasn't even interviewing her. I just wanted to get my picture taken.
He was missing two things Carolyn Monroe had, just saying.
No!
Blade would have liked that joke. I I don't think
now,
Joe
would, say,
Rhonda? But...
Now, what'd you say? I missed it.
You? How did you miss that?
That's what, no, well, Joe was saying something to me.
Oh. I said that Blade's missing two things Carolyn has.
I know.
Oh, I thought you screamed, no!
No, I said Joe because she was saying
Joe.
Something.
Oh. Go figure. I can't even hear on the last episode. Yay!
No, Joe said, what sucks? Because I just mentioned so much. It sucks. No, that was one of my finer moments. That was
no,
not
it wasn't.
Hey, honey, please, I'm married to you. Jeez. What kind of crap is that? Yeah, that.
Oh, Joe's still talking about it. Like, you can talk to her like that, and you can get excited about that, right? That's what Joe's here. That's what Eric's hearing in his ear right now.
Yeah, that was not one of my funniest moments, and boy,
Joe
oh,
wasn't
that
at
doesn't...
that one, was she?
No,
she wasn't.
But
that would have been even better.
But speaking of, yeah, really. But speaking of fangirl, but speaking of fan moments, your little tete-a-tete with Lloyd Kaufman when he breathed on you.
Okay, I was inebriated.
Mm-hmm.
You were staunch sober.
Yes, but still.
I'm just
Kaufman
saying.
Breathed on me.
Shut up.
Yes.
It's so
I told,
funny
I
because
told
earlier
happened,
in that day.
Down.
No, what I will never live down is what Chris did to me.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, she pushed me into him and said, I'm not drunk enough to talk to you, but she is, and she pushed me into Lloyd Kaufman. That's why he signed my poster, Riotous Ronnie.
Uh-huh.
And she didn't tell me for a whole fucking year. So, yeah, you know, one of these wastelands, Eric, we're getting her back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, last wasteland was pretty fucking epic, but.
No, yeah, well, those who don't know, Cinema Wasteland, that's like our big pilgrimage, to our big con of the year. Actually, it's twice a year, but it's our big pilgrimage to go visit celebrities in the horror genre and see old friends, make new ones, you know.
And for Eric to babysit me, Joe, and Chris, pretty much.
Yeah. And nobody gets arrested. So. it's all good.
Not that we didn't come close. No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
The last
yeah,
one though,
sure.
Joe was hilarious. He's just. Joe,
right.
Definitely. Me, Joe, and Chris are definitely a trio. We're like three musketeers.
Yes, you certainly were. Some of the other guests, let's see. I remember we've interviewed like a lot of independent movie directors. We've interviewed authors. Actors and actresses, Kelsey Witkowski comes to mind. Thank you. Franklin Straken. He's a director.
You know what? One comes to mind so hard, and oh my God, it had to be a few years ago. I am blanking on his name. He worked
mm-hmm.
for Disney, or he said Disney stole Pirates
Royce
of the Caribbean.
Matthew. He sued Disney because they said he stole his idea from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm.
And it was Royce
Whatever
Matthew.
Happened with the lawsuit? Because I totally.
I haven't heard anything more since he, I mean the interview was so good we had him come back on the following week. It was because
uh-huh.
there was just so much controversy revolving around him and Disney.
Like out of all of the interviews we've done, that one that stood out because he had some
yeah, that was
friggin' good evidence. I mean, don't get me
mm-hmm.
wrong, I will always love Pirates of the Caribbean, but damn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very interesting. There were a couple of dead interviews. I won't mention any names here, but there were a couple of times that people thought this was their form to take over the show, and Yeah, we won't mention.
Or the complete opposite, like if you're doing a live interview, you can give an answer that's more than three words. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Those are always fun not to do, you know.
It's like texting someone three paragraphs and they text K. The fuck?
Mm-hmm. Those weren't some of our fire moments. To put it that way. All right, 187.
We had a lot of non-finer moments. I'm just gonna say that.
Oh, we did, yeah. I mean, it was
like Blog Talk Radio
chaos.
And their wonderful soundboard.
Oh my God! If you know, I am so glad that I'm no longer going to be doing anything with Blog Talk Radio, because I can say it. They're not going to throw me off right now. Not
yeah,
too,
they can throw
Blog
us
Talk
off. What the fuck? It's our last episode.
Yeah. Yeah, Blog Talk Radio is a piece of shit. That's all there is to it. They are a fucking piece of shit. The sound quality is terrible.
Oh my God, remember all the episodes with the echo and the reverb and we couldn't understand what the hell we were saying and we had to call back like four mm-hmm. times?
Oh yeah, that was fun.
It took half of the show to even hear each other. Hello, hello, hello. What'd you say? Say, fuck.
Those were always fun to do, you know. trying to think what else interview wise. Something near and dear to our hearts, as we're both writers, is the authors we had on. D.A. Roberts, who writes zombie books. Great. Spent an entire half hour with him. By myself interviewing him, and that was probably my best moment interviewing my finest moment interviewing somebody, because I was prepared, I had all the questions for him to fill up, and time was filled up quite nicely. And if I were to pick an interview, I'd say I'd go with him, because he was a very engaging individual. And of course Blade and Corey, they were.
Eric was so happy interviewing Blade. I was holding the recording.
Yeah.
It was just like
mm-hmm.
two
yeah,
souls meeting for the first time.
Yeah, I mean, Russell Crabtree was one of my influences. So now if I was able to talk to Artie Rangel, but he hasn't been to those kind of. He doesn't normally attend those kind of events nowadays. So, but that kind of also leads. Speaking of writers, oh my God, Rhonda. We had some fun on the writing front. You had a
yeah, it was so cool
was
because of the website and the show, we both got mm-hmm. to be authors.
Yes, we did.
I got to meet people through the website and the show that, you know, I got to do a couple anthologies and publish a few short stories.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't written anything in like I think friggin' 3 years. I have a short story that's finished. I just never published it. But other than
mm-hmm.
that, I haven't written anything in like 3 years. Like, everyone knows me. My interests change with the wind. Jack of all trades and a master at none. but Eric,
yeah.
on the other hand, has been dedicated and fucking released a novel.
Yeah, after 6 years.
Eric has dedication way beyond me. Ever. Everyone knows I'm like, Eric is like the that's why we get along so well. That's why this show lasted as long as it did. Eric
mm-hmm.
is the stable, little bit geeky, but he's like the stable figure, and I'm like the freaking weird-ass gypsy who's just like, hey, let's try this. No, let's try this. I want to do this.
When the Primitive Glow came out, I was like, that was one of my... It was like a lifetime. I don't want to say a lifetime. A long-term goal was fulfilled. And
6 years is pretty damn close to a lifetime.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you this much. The next novel won't take quite as long. I can tell you that. Right. I can tell you that
How
right now.
How is the book doing?
It sold a few copies. I can't quit my regular job with the Evil Corporation, but. People were, I had a few people were interested enough in my work to buy it, so, and for that,
Sweet.
I thank you very much and appreciate it. So, you know, I actually got, it's funny because I actually got my first royalty check. from the novel here a few weeks ago.
Oh, my God. I'd say frame it, but cash it.
I could buy a whole pack of gum now.
Oh, yes! Don't you love being an indie author?
Oh, yeah, isn't it? It's the best. Well, hopefully one day I can drop the indie tag from my title and just say author, but it doesn't matter. Because I'll still be writing
around
the 80s.
I think you can.
I hope so. So I keep doing, that's kind of like one of the reasons why the show's coming to an end, because I kind of do want to do more things with my writing. That's one of the reasons. And I think another one is that after 150 episodes, it's kind of, I think we pretty much covered everything that there is to cover. Yeah, we can stay on and talk about new releases and, you know, everything, but everything is just so cyclical in the world of war, regardless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like
I think it's more like we're not going to stop being horror fans. I mean,
right.
That's never going to happen.
God.
It's just, I've been doing the website since I was fucking 19.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I feel like a damn geezer. I've been doing the blog since I was 19. We've been doing the show since I've been 20. No, wait, I started the blog when I was 18, I think. Holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been doing the show since I was 20. I'm turning 20. No. Yeah, 21. No, I don't know. I'm turning 26 this year. I'm just saying. We've been doing this for a long-ass time. And
yeah.
It's like, even on the blog, I've done everything I wanted to do. On the show, we did everything, you know, we set out to do.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of want to step back and just be that weird, geeky fan again. Kind
of. Yeah, I think
like,
I do too.
I love doing the show, and I loved doing the blog, which I'm just going to officially say because I haven't even gotten to update. The blog is pretty much on hiatus as well as the show. I mean,
mm-hmm.
It's just, I loved it so much. We loved it so much, but
mm-hmm.
The shit brings fucking drama that I just, like, you, even on the blog, like, other bloggers can be fucking assholes and mean.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm not doing this for
money. That stupid little donate thing on the side of my page is so I can put money in my own fucking PayPal. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just be honest here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean...
Yeah, we've had our run-ins with not so nice people.
Yeah, and for anyone... I'm just going to say this. Anyone who is thinking of doing something like we're doing, who just wants to... do this, who wants to do a blog or wants to start a website or wants to do a podcast just because they're fans and want to do something fun, do it just because it's fun. Like, for
mm-hmm.
me, I think it turned a corner when I actually, like, started writing and stuff, and then people were like, oh, how the fuck can she write? Her blog doesn't even have proper grammar. I'm like, the blog was just for fun. The blog was just
mm-hmm.
something there to do. Like, calm the hell down. And then I won't mention his name because we don't want to mention him, but the guy, you know, who was our third wheel, he started fucking trying
mm-hmm.
to turn it into a damn business and shit, and that's not what I wanted to do with the blog. And then, like, I got overwhelmed with that crap, and then other bloggers were just like, nah, 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 your blog sucks, and our blog's bad. I'm just like, if you go into something like this, don't fucking turn
mm-hmm.
it into a business. Don't think you're going to make money off of it, because you're not.
Mm-hmm.
You're just not,
you're not.
Okay? If you think you are, you're in it for the wrong reasons. You're not making shit. I think total, out of all my books and my blog and everything, I made like $50.
I'm going on to what you said. You got to do this for the love of the game.
Yes, you do it for the love. Yes, if you're an artist, you want to get paid for your art. But let's just face
mm-hmm.
it, blogging and podcasting, unless you're really good at marketing,
mm-hmm.
you better have a day job. So,
yeah,
just
exactly.
Little advice, just a little warning for anyone who wants to do this, who wants to blog or who wants to fucking vlog or have a radio show. Do it for the love. Please ignore people, because people can be dicks and people can be assholes. Like, ignore
mm-hmm.
them or just turn off the fucking comments on your post. Just turn the comments off. That way people can't talk shit and you can just post what you want to say. do it because you want to do it. And when you stop wanting to do it, stop it.
Yep.
Can't no one do anything. If you want to stop, stop.
Exactly.
And
all
that's
right.
How
so
I feel right now. Just, yeah.
we're stopping while we're getting good. For the last 20 minutes or so, I want to issue as many thank yous as I can possible.
Oh,
the last 20 minutes. First of all, I want to thank my wife, Jo, for putting up with this for the last 5 years. She knows that every Thursday night, whatever day I have the show on, I'm gone away for a little over an hour each week, and I appreciate her tolerance and for putting up with that over the last five years. Thank you, honey. I love you.
Aww.
Okay. Say bye. Yeah, it was, the that's one thing about this radio show. It coincided with, my getting married and growing up and doing a bunch of adult stuff. So, so go figure. I want to thank everybody who's ever called into the show. If I miss anybody, I'm sorry. So I'm just going to go off the top of my head here, of course. Headhunters, Miss Elizabeth Catherine Gray, which when I was on her podcast, Archivist Bay on 60 Witches, which will return, by the way, on February 9th, and she basically just came out and said, that we were one of her biggest influences to doing her own podcast. And anytime I hear something like that puts a smile on my face, because it's also kind of hard to believe that I could influence somebody like that, but I also appreciate that, that I've done that. What we've done has been worthwhile to other people. So, this is Catherine Gray, Cash Wampum, who guest hosted with us one time and was on in September. Jason Riggs, friend of mine. And everybody who called in, and had questions about the madness or just wanted to talk in general about the world of horror, anybody who's called in, all of our, and everybody who took the time out of their day to listen to us, whether it was live or on the archives. And Rhonda, of course, I want to thank you most of all for coming on this journey with me for the last 5 years. It's been amazing.
I'm
one way
cry.
Or another.
Sit the fuck up.
Okay. Let's not do that. Rhonda, do you have anything?
Okay.
Do you have anything you want to thank? Any people you want to thank?
pretty much my family for telling me to stop cussing so much. I'm not kidding. The first time my grandmother heard it, she's like, "Why do you say fuck so much?" I'm like, because you don't live with me, Grandma. Shit fucking sucks. Mainly the listeners. Like, I can't believe anyone wanted to fucking listen to us for an hour. I don't even want to listen to myself for an hour.
Sometimes 2 hours.
I know. I just want everyone to get their head examined. Like, what the shit? Why do you want to listen to us? Oh, my God. But thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, listeners.
Yes, most of all. And thank you to all the guests who actually wanted to be a part of it. Thank you to, the people who actually, contacted us and said, "Hey, we like your radio show. Can we do this?" Or, "I like your radio show. Do you mind if I come on?" Like, holy crap, people actually want to this kind of crappy show or this crappy blog. Holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
It was humbling to think, you start something just for fun and people are like, "Hey, can we come on?" It's an amazing feeling. It makes you feel proud of, what you've done.
Oh, wow. All right. I want to close with something I've been wanting to do for
as long as I know that the show, I've been, that this was going to be the last episode, I'm going to read a little poem written by Lord Alfred Tennyson. I'm going to read the third stanza. It's called Ulysses. There lies the port, the vessel's puffer sail. There gloom the dark broad seas, my mariners, souls that have toiled and wrought and thought with me, that ever with a frolic welcome took the thunder and the sunshine unopposed. Free hearts, free foreheads, you and I are old. Old age hath yet his honor and his toil. Death closes all, but some early end. Some work of noble note may yet be done. Not unbecoming men that struggle with gods, the light begins to twinkle from the rocks. The long day wanes, the slow moon climbs, the deep moans round with many voices. Come, my friends, 'tis not too late to seek a newer world. Push off, and sitting well in order, smite the sounding furrows. For my purpose holds to sail beyond the sunset and the bass of all the western stars until I die. Excuse me. It may be we shall touch the happy isles and see the great Achilles whom we knew. Though much is taken, much abides, and though we are not that strength which holds, which in old days moved heaven and earth, that's which we are, we are. One equal temper of heroic hearts, by time and fate, but strong in will, to seek, to strive, to find, and to not yield. I kind of take that meaning as take a chance to move on with things. And that's what we're about to do. We're about to move on with our lives. This is Eric Polk along with Ronnie Reaper. For 5 years, we've come on the air and talked about the world of horror. We've grown together. Our friendship is, we've grown up, we've grown as friends. And I want to thank you for spending time with us. So, one last time, this is Eric and Rhonda saying to all of Reaper Nation, good night now and goodbye.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your old pal, Stinky Wizzleteeth. This is a song about a whale. No! This is a song about being happy. That's right. It's the happy, happy, joy, joy song.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
I don't think you're happy enough. That's right. I'll teach you to be happy. I'll teach your grandmother to suck eggs. Now, boys and girls, let's try it again.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
If then you ain't the granddaddy of all liars, the little critters of nature, they don't know that they're ugly. That's very funny. A fly marrying a bumblebee. I told you I'd shoot, but you didn't believe me. Why didn't you believe me?
Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, 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 joy, joy, joy.
Game over.